Ways and Means order. Resolution 548, authorizing acceptance of deed in lieu of foreclosure. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Second. Okay. Discussion. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 549, setting a public hearing for transfer of certain properties. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Mr. Walter. Discussion. All those in favor? Controller Gallagher?
Thank you. Listen, you guys, I applaud the movement of Tech City, but I have a lot of questions and I am stunned to sit through economic development and this meeting and not hear any discussion. What are the plans for the property? What kind of jobs? Will there be a hotel, housing, industrial, retail? Will there be a public process? Will there be an opportunity for public input? What is the time frame for development? Which buildings does National Resource intend to demo versus keep? Are there remediation plans for the property? What is the impact going forward on our tax revenue? Will there be special pilots in consideration? I understand all that's to come. I understand that. But this is the county legislature giving its authority over those questions to a local development corporation. Now, there has been no conversation here that I can see. And I need to point that out as the watchdog for the taxpayers of the county. There is no conversation happening. There have been a lot of discussions about Tech City, most of them with regard to Enterprise West. There is a comprehensive generic environmental impact statement that is very old, that was done, that covers the East and West campus, that had a fully public process. And I need to point out to you guys that you're doing something right now that's a great, I mean, I look forward to seeing transition, but this is your opportunity for comment and for control. And I need to just pause as the watchdog and point that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Rock.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Following all the things that the comptroller just pointed out to this legislature, let me be the first to point out to the comptroller that this is a public hearing. So we're passing a resolution to set a public hearing so the public can actually come to us and weigh in on a potential transfer. So all those things that you just mentioned are great, and I have answers to some of them, but it wouldn't be proper to bring them up right now because this is to set a public hearing.
I tried to comment on the last resolution, but unfortunately things are moving rather quickly.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Does it walk, you're opposed? Okay. All right. So budget amendment update. I don't have that, Amber, do you? Do we have any updates? No, I don't think so.
The only update is, I mean, you know, you guys have the freedom to bring something up or discuss something here now. That's the agenda item. But everyone saw the updated amendment backup that was circulated that had three additional new ones and then two changes. One, an amendment to an amendment, and then a technical amendment. So if there's any questions.
Walter.
Thank you. I'll just to provide any clarification for the amendment to the amendment that I put in. This is on the Human Rights Commission, moving the position that's been, it's already in the budget for halftime to a full-time. Hearing that there is a feeling of wanting to wait and see the impact of the helpline at the Human Rights Commission and really to have a better understanding of what the true administrative support needs are, I agreed to put the amendment that made it to full-time, that full-time section half part of it into the contingency so that we can then regroup and look at it in the first quarter. So I just wanted you all to understand. So I wasn't taking it off the table completely, just pausing it.
Ron?
You say wrong, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have a concern with that. I think it's really, you know, 6-1, half a dozen the other. I just want to point out that, you know, when we earmark something in contingency, we're really just, you know, earmarking something that we would have to earmark later on anyway, because the only way things can come out of contingency is through a resolution in the legislature. So even though I think it's a little silly to do that, I don't have a problem with it.
Walker.
Thanks. I understand it's not necessarily necessary, but I just felt like it informed the others of my intent that I don't want it to go away, but I recognize that, you know, adding, we have a lot of added new, you know, new hires, raises, all that. And so this might just be the time to put it aside without fully putting it aside. But I do understand completely what you're saying. I just made that decision just to make it clear where I was stand, where I stood.
Thank you. And yeah, just for the record, I think I said it at the last meeting. I know that laws and rules may not be the same makeup next year, but in terms of this laws and rules committee listened to the budget presentation and expressed an openness and an interest to reconsider the position in the coming year as well. So you know, I appreciate the earmark of it in terms of keeping our eye on it in the coming year.
Nothing else? Have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Johnson, second. Bronk, all those in favor? Opposed? All right. Thank you all. See you in a little bit.